إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, the 23rd of Rajab, the year 1431 years after the Hijra of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina, the corresponding date from the Gregorian is the 4th of July, year 2010. If I have not forgotten, last time we stopped at where we talked about Allah's instruction for the Muslim women that they should dress decently, and the fitna of women. And we come to the page 28, if I'm not mistaken. That's where I was starting from. Is that correct? No. So, it is the continuation of our discussion and the issue of our women dressing and coming out modestly and inculcating in themselves the attitude of modesty. He said, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُنَّ أَيَّتُهَا الْمُسْلِمَاتِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put up a model for you, the أَيَّتُهَا الْمُسْلِمَاتِ, the believing women, the Muslim women. خَيْرَ مَثَلٍ, the best form of example. In haya, in terms of modesty, in terms of feeling shy. Today you see that the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقَ وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ. Each deen, each religion has its own manners, has its own characteristics that distinguishes it from what? Other religions. But the second characteristic that distinguishes Islam from all other forms of religion is al-haya, for you to feel shy. In a hadith reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Istahyu min Allahi haqqa al-haya." He was talking to the Sahaba. Every person should try and make sure that you are shying away, you feel shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Sahaba says, Alhamdulillah, inna kunna nastahi. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are accustomed to feeling shy. Then the Prophet says, Laysa kadhalik. The issue is never like that. The wal haya and تحفظ الوجه وما وقع. It's for you to protect your face and what it contains. والبطن وما يلا, and protect the stomach and what follows it. الوجه وما وقع, the face and what it contains, means your eyes, your mouth, your nose, everything and the face. You have to protect your eyes from seeing things that are haram. You have to protect your nose from sentence things that are haram. You have to protect your mouth from saying anything that is haram. So that is an hayat. Well, bottom, and save your stomach, protect your stomach from ingesting, from putting in anything haram, from eating, consumption of things that are forbidden. Wamayana, and what follows the stomach is your own private part, your manhood or your womanhood. for you to safeguard it from illicit sexual relationship. So this is al-hayat, and the scholar here is saying Allah Ta'ala has given us the best example, and the best example that we should characterize ourselves with is al-hayat. Now he continues to tell us the various ways that has made our haya to go to run into extinction. وَيَا مَنْ تَذَهَمْنَا الرِّجَالِ وَالشَّبَابِ. He says, beware, oh you, that woman who is always trying to push her herself in the midst of men, the midst of youthful man. في كل مكان, everywhere. Everywhere you find men, you want to be among them. And this very statement is very much relevant to our time. That a lady, you will be looking, look at those looking for employment. If there are 1 million, if care is not taken, over 200,000 will be women. They will be on the line. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided our roles. There are roles that are specifically made for men, and those that are made for us, women. But today, a woman still happy, a Muslim woman still happy to be in her hijab. She is reading mechanical engineering, electrical engineering. Go to any university, you see serious research, mathematics and statistics. These are areas for men. So when they are jumping over the rocks because they are reading one of these engineering, like civil engineering, they go together. They go with all that their professors, their all those standing whatever, to measure the level of land. This is not for women. Now, it continues like that to the extent that the very role that the Prophet has called and has told us that Allah has called such nations, said in reported by Imam al-Bukhari, لَنْ يُفْلِهُ قَوْمًا وَلَّا أَمْرُهُمْ إِمْرَأَةً. That nation, that community will never prosper. Any community that has made women their own leaders. Now today, women coming out for councilor, governorship, senatorial post, gubernatorial to become a governor, even vice president, the president. This is dividend of democracy. And that is why one of the reasons we are facing trouble in this country. They gather themselves right from the wife of the president, the wife of the semi-president, or the vice president, the wife was, they gathered. It was just this last month, they held the conference, and it was sponsored by the federal government. They spent a hell of millions of naira. That was that they held the conference supported by America, that they should come out in mass. Any post held by a man, a woman should deputize him. Any post held by a man should deputize her. Everything is. So his own instruction is to this kind of woman, not only that, and those men who have been inclined mentally and allow their own wives, their own daughters to fall into such conditions. Dun and haya, without modesty anymore, without shyness. They don't feel shy. Wala khawf min Allah. They don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever shall be the consequence? Because that is when they will start shaking hands with men. And we know what the Prophet ﷺ talked about that. You cannot be a counselor and the governor wants to shake you and you're saying you are a woman. في هذا المشهد القرآني, he said, we have excellent example in this very part of Quran that is bearing witness to what we are discussing, al-Baligh, the Quran that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has epitomized his own eloquency. حينما جاءت بنت شعيب تدعو من صنعه الله على عينه وهو موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. At the very point in time when the daughter of Shu'aib, that is Nabiullah Shu'aib alayhi salam, Prophet Shu'aib, when the daughter of Shu'aib came to that person, look at how Allah described Musa, how this man described Musa, man istama'ahu Allahu, the one that Allah has assisted him, ala aynihi, over his eyes. Allah has assisted him to be able to control his gaze and women. Over Musa alayhi salam, which is Musa alayhi salam. Bizihabi ila abiha, when Shu'aib sent that his daughter to go and call Musa alayhi salam. So when that his daughter came, he called upon Musa to go to his father, to go to her father. Liyajriyahu, so that he pays him for what he has done for them. Wayashkura, and give him thanks. لما صنع نهو بناته, for what he has done, the assistance he has rendered to his own daughter. Actually, all the reports that said it is Shu'aib, they are Israeliyat, and none of them is Shu'aib. It is just somebody that is a righteous man, that is all. The story is about when Musa alayhi salam was driven out of despising. He doesn't know where to go. So he went in the city of Madian. In the city of Madian, he went there and found that there is a well surrounded by men and women, everybody's just trying to fetch. And he saw that there is a particular woman who was standing on her own. She did not join the group to start maybe dragging with men. She was on her own, waiting for the right time, that she is not going to maybe have any quarrel with any man, and to fetch her own. So Musa saw her, and Musa now goes to her and told her that, you need water and you are staying on your own. Can I offer you any help? If you can. So Musa alayhi salam went to another way, that you need many men to open the cover. So Musa alayhi salam, because of the strength Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him, he opened the well himself alone and searched for the daughter of this man, not daughter of Shu'aib. Let us note that. What the writer says, they've been to Shu'aib, and if you go to tafsir like Jalalain and some other tafsir, they will mention this, but actually there is no, the Prophet did not say this one, it is referring to Shu'aib alayhi salam, nor the Sahaba refer to this man as Shu'aib alayhi salam. So when he heard this this lady, she went to her own father, referred to, or mistakenly referred to as Shu'aib by some tafsir, but she went to her father and telling him the story of how a particular person is. The man realized that such a person must be a righteous man, so she sent her back to go and call Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam came and he said, I want to pay you for what you've done for my daughter. Musa alayhi salam said, no. La shukra al wajib. It is my wajib. We are prophets. This is what you are sent for. Do you get it? So this is the story he is trying to narrate here. And what happened is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Call Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه فجاء جاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا فلما جاءه وقص عليه القصص قال لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين فجاءته إهدارما one of the two daughters came to موسى عليه السلام تمشي Allah now describes the kind of movement the steps taken by that one of the two daughters of this man she was coming on a platform of modesty she was not bouncing she was not looking as if she is attractive she came alastihya with full of shyness قالت and she said إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك literally my father is calling unto you that you should come to receive your reward أجر ما سقيت لنا as a recompense for what you've done for us when you opened the well and gave us the water فلما جاءه when Musa came to their father وقص عليه القصص let Musa start narrating what happened, what led him to that area, to that zone, how he has suffered. And the man says, لا تخف, do not fear. نجوت من القوم الظالمين. Inshallah ta'ala, already you are saved from that community, people of transgression, people who are oppressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from them. So the area of concentration in this verse is the alal istihya and according to Ibn Kathir and Ibn Jarir al-Tabari they said when the lady was growing initially Musa alayhi salam was at the rear he was placing her steps going but later Musa alayhi salam is not comfortable with that he said hey oh lady stop Musa now went and Musa is now at the front and they're following the path and he told the lady whenever we have to take either the right or the left indicate by anything then I will turn he wants to control his gaze and the lady also was walking with what Allah is here so this is the hayat that has left our women of today, they don't feel shy. If whenever you see a woman feeling shy, it is a sign. It is a sign of what? Of iman. That it wants to have you to feel shy. And people complain. What the Prophet says, da'ahu. Fa'innahu min al-iman. Leave him. Don't disturb him. It is part of iman for him to behave like that. So, al-haya' min al-iman. And look at what Musa said. Musa was not ready to collect any reward. That is the quality of leaders. When I say leaders, it's done around the Sharia. A leader will not assist and you have to thank him. If you could still remember the story of Umar ibn Abdulaziz, Rahmatullah alayhi, when he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, so a woman came upon him and complained about her husband is dead and she has some children and it is no much easy for them to live. Their source of livelihood is threatened. The Umar ibn Abdulaziz says, okay, get that some money. Give her said, every month give them this. The woman said, Alhamdulillah. Umar ibn al-Aziz gets some, added it, said, Alhamdulillah. The third time he gets some, added it, the woman said, Khair, Alhamdulillah, wa jazakallahu khair. Umar ibn al-Aziz said, this third one I'm not giving you. says, when I gave you the first one, you gave thanks to the one that deserved the thanks, not to me. That's why I added the second. And you gave thanks to the host, the one that has that deserved it. And when you now thank me for what is wajib upon me to do, and the Amirul Mu'mineen, I have to look into your affairs. So if I still give you, it seems I don't know my own work. So go and manage the one I'm giving to you. Today, is it possible for just ordinary counsel to say, take this 10,000 naira for business, and you go like that? He will call you back if you are benefiting. That is the day he is going to speak all the English language you understood. Stupid boy, nonsense boy, idiot boy. They cannot even speak English language. So, because as our women are learning from it, we men should also learn from it. And if our women are no more feeling shy, then the community of Islam is destroyed. We should understand that. That is why whenever every Ramadan, you see the importance of this prayer. They used to pray, God, Allahumma ahdib ilayhinna al-Iman. Allahumma zayyinhunna bizinati al-haya wal-Iman. Oh Allah, make Iman belonging to our women. Let them love Iman. And oh Allah, beautify our women with the character of what? Of shyness and modesty. So it is very important that we should try and give our own admonition to those women that talk anyhow in public, those women that behave abnormally. Talk more of a woman, either your wife. Now we learn in Zalu. Your wife is the secretary of, if you enter office, any office, then you declare that your wife is the secretary to another elephant inside your in the inner office. You'll be in your parlor talking to your wife happy, then the phone will ring. Say, we need you in the office now. And the wife had to leave you comfortably because the boss, well, you are not the boss. You have been, like, you have been nobody. That is saying you know that you have not been the boss of the house. The boss, the real boss, is calling her to come to the office and leave you. And this is what many Muslims today are calling us into. Muslims, I used to refer to them as people with decline mentality. So that if my wife is not working, she's not in life. If working with an office with an elephant or a cow inside that office is the civilization, we pray to Allah that our wife will never be civilized. The Ilayam is Qiyam. And let them be civilized. The civilization recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the poet sang that أصون إردي بمالي لا أبدده لا بارك الله بعد الإرد في المال. Are you getting it? This is a poem. أصون إردي بمالي لا أبدده كيف لا بارك الله بعد الإرد في المال. يا سلام. أصون إردي, I preserve my own personality, I preserve my own name, I preserve my own self, the mali, with my wealth. La ubadidhu, I am not ready for anybody to utilize my own personality before anybody. Now he now prayed off. La barakallahu, he said, Allah should never bless bad and irdi after my own personality has been trampled upon, any wealth that you sought with your own personality, you have to drag yourself into a mess. You have to disgrace yourself He said, such money, there is no blessing of Allah on it. Are you getting it? If because you want money, that is why you have to disgrace yourself for a wife to be working with one cow in the office, the such money, you will never be blessed. How will we be blessed? And the same point applies to all those scholars who give verdicts, fatwas, in favor of all these useless leaders. He is being invited. There is nothing wrong in you being invited to the Afro Rock or whatever. Okay, of course, you know you are an Islamic cleric. So we want to ask you, what do you see about education in Nigeria? And you start, some will say, so, we shall have to go Maganevi. Are you getting it? The letter says, Salatu, 10:10. So, we pray that, so, Allah is Sharia demu. Allah is Sharia demu. It is very bad. You know why? Because there is a package. By the time he is going, they will say, oh, just take this to get fuel. It won't be plain. Can he just fuel 100,000 naira? When he went to tell himself, his personality, respect, and this personality, he did not work for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his infinite mercy, decided to confer such personality on him, but he sold it with 100,000 naira. Some will say, because they know they can talk, they can speak English, they will be in that world. Actually, you see, I support the ESCC. The ESCC is Sahih. The ESCC is Sharia. Corruption. This is corruption. Any agent that is writing corruption, whether Muslim or Christian, corruption. What is it? Allah says, and the Prophet says, in the prejudice of the motor, haven't you watched this program? When do you watch it? Everybody said they used to say it. In the prejudice of the motor, in the body there is flesh. Is a salaha, salaha just the kulu. Whenever it is sound, the whole body is sound. Is a fasada, fasada just the kulu. Whenever it is corrupt, he pronounced that corruption as if it is tajweed. Whenever it is correct, the whole body is corrupt. So this is the function of the ESCC. So that when he's coming, they say, ah, he's a good scholar, he has taught 100 or 200,000 portfolio. Yeah? But this then ESCC, he is invited to talk about the situation of Nigeria. I mean, you can't talk the situation of the whole Nigeria. You are a Muslim, and you know the plight, the problem of our Muslims, what we are facing. Because he wants to speak loquaciously. He wants to be very loquacious, very eloquent, so that they bamboozle him with money. They put the thing down. See the kind of color they're looking for. He has a fucking ESCC. Why is no Ribadu with Obasanjo? Is Obasanjo not supposed to be hanged in the public? Where are they? All these people, why are they not catching them? What do you mean by immunity? Why is it that me, I cannot go and say 1 million naira without what, filling ESCC form? And just because somebody is here or senator or governor can go and say 100 million, and the bank, if you dare tell them to fill the ESCC form, they say, okay, I'm removing my money. What do you mean? The bank will collect it quick, without hesitation. Where is the ESCC? Where is the justice in ESCC? Do we even have ESCC? It's just a system organized to catch that if you are not with us, we will catch you. Did they talk about all these people they are now catching before? Because they have disagreed to go with them. That's why they are now, the ESCC is running after them. If you want to talk about that. Well, I can't talk much on the whole Nigeria because they enjoy it, but I am representing my Muslim counterparts. We are suffering in this country. Every Juma, you see Moku everywhere, every mosque, patrolling. Why? You are giving us the name that we are terrorists, and you've never got any evidence to do that. Every Sunday, every church is being granted a lot of freedom. Why are SSS in our Juma, every Juma? Or do you know that is what is happening today? Every Friday they allot, they spend millions of naira on security every Friday. Why? Why don't you have mosques? Why are our mosques? Why all these big churches? Why is it that it is haram in this country to have Islamic university? Why? Yeah, who wanted Islamic university in Kaduna State when he was the governor? About and just stopped it. He became the president. He is not even dreaming of it, because if you talk about that, they will impeach him. We have a Hikma University at where? Kwara State in Ilorin. Why is it that they stopped it? And in at Lagos alone, we have about 10 Christian universities approved by this federal government. Why? None of them will say this, because if he say that, then they will start pursuing him. But they will pursue you in Namna Kidu Nakeda. Allah says what? Wakidu Keda. Whenever they, because entering into that, because that's what the Tabiun are saying. Even the Sahaba, go away from the door, from the gate of these people. Because man dakhalaha of token. If you go close, 15 hours of money will catch up with you. So I am protecting my own personality with my money. It is not you now using your personality to look for money. No! If you are used, you now use, for instance, a woman will start now, I want a mansion. How will I do? Let me expose myself. Let me go about hawking around, becoming a harlot, a prostitute. She gathered the money, right? Can she use that money to protect the personality? Is it possible? Mm-hmm. But you can use your own money, the little you have, to protect your own personality. So, this is what the scholar is saying here. That وَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ أَكِبَةِ الْمُخَالِفِينَ لِكَلَامِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That look, you should analyze very well. Said, look inside, look in total, in total detail of those who are going against, transgressing of the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going against the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِهَدِي سَيْدُ الْمُسَلِينَ عَلَيْهِ أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالتَّسْلِيمُ, and the guidance of the Sayyid al-Musaleen, the leader of all the messengers, upon him the peace and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, watch critically into those who are going against Allah's kalam, which is Quran, or hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophetic sunnah. He said, look at how they end their life. You don't want to see? Look at how Yaradua ends his life, isn't it? During the time of when he was the governor, do you know how he dressed? He put the turban. And when he said, Islamic University, he said, he told, when Obasanjo came, he said, this is my answer. Because when he was talking about Sharia, and he was abusing Sharia, Yaradua did not say anything. He invited him to university. That Islamic University was building a casino. When Obasanjo came, he said, this is my answer. And this university is going to produce those who answer you more. Somebody who can make this statement while he was the governor, look at how useless he became. Look at how useless Sambo, Namadi Sambo, become now. Namadi Sambo, when he was the governor, when he moved about Kaduna State, what happened? You see that Namadi Sambo is around. He has become the vice president. He will come to Kaduna, nobody will know. Because the governor is not interested. He was asked, Yakoa, why is it that
when Jonathan used to come to Kaduna, the whole Kaduna would be busy. Why is it that Namadi is like, that is Namadi's style of government. One style of government, don't do that. You go from Abuja, Kaduna Airport, and only four vans will follow him to Yakoa, the governor's lodge, and go back. Now that's how Allah will continue to disgrace them one by one, unless they make repentance, did the tawbah. So, look at their eyes, look at the way they are dying. And many, 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 many of the examples we have. فَأَنْ إِبْنُ عَبَّاسٍ وَإِمْرَانِ إِبْنُ حُسَيْنِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ. It is reported from Abdullah ibn Abbas. We all know him. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. وَإِمْرَانِ إِبْنُ حُسَيْنِ. I have to tell you about Imran ibn Husayn. This is a Sahaba who is referred to as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as صفيه الملائكة. He used to shake hands with the angels. He will be in his house. He will be in his house. Assalamu alaikum, he come and open the door. He sees nobody. He has done that very well. The Prophet informed them. It is the angel. Any angel that pass your door, they must stop and make salam for you. Imran ibn Husayn. After that, he graduated. He will shake hands with people and he doesn't recognize them. The Prophet said, you are shaking hands with angels. Because angels up till now they used to turn into human. That is the Aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It happened. So that's why we should not even misbehave sometimes to people. A Sahaba was going and he doesn't know it was angel following him. He said, look at that. What's happening? So he continued. Dama, he is following his dream. But he discovered this man, wherever he goes, this man goes. Something is happening. So he now stopped to him and said, please, is there any... He said, yes. You were in your house and you made the plan to go and visit a brother. Fi sabilillah. And that's why Allah has sent me to be following you and to inform you that Allah has built a mansion for you in the paradise because of this. You want to ask, where are you from? So he forgot about him and he was going. He looked back, he didn't see him again. Up till now, angels are still there. So Imran ibn Husayn used to shake hands. And that's why some beautiful dreams you have, you see angels. The more dedicated you are in Islam, the higher you rise in this kind of level of what? They call it spiritual height or ecstasy. So Imran ibn Husayn and Abdullah ibn Abbas, both of them related this hadith. And this hadith is Bukhari Muslim. The Prophet of the Salaam said, "Ittala'tu fil Jannah, fara'aytu akthar ahliha al fuqara." Allah made me to see the paradise, and I saw that majority of those who are in the paradise are the poor people. You now see, sometimes you should be thankful to God and appreciate the situation Allah has placed you. Allah loves you. Allah wants to have mercy on you. That is why Allah has not given you more than what you are having. Because if you are more affluent than this, you may go lower in rank. Are you getting it? There is a hadith reported by Imam Muslim in his Sahih that Ya Salam, the poor people that you know that in the paradise, poor people will enter, isn't it? And what? Rich people are also going to enter. Whether you are poor or you are rich, in as much as you keep Allah's commandments and you are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are dedicated to the science of Islam, inshallah, Allah wants to paradise. regardless of whether you are poor or rich, isn't it? These are the rich people that will enter paradise. These are the poor people that will enter paradise. But the poor people will enter paradise in the hadith, reported by Imam Muslim, Sahih, that the poor people will be in the paradise 500 years before the rich people. I'm not talking about, you know, some people still have to go to hell first. Isn't it? Allah will wash them, wash them, but they have to suffer. They will have to be cleaned before they are taken to paradise. No, I'm talking about Allah has judged. And Allah said, all of us here are going to paradise. We pray to Allah to make it that. Now the next thing is, those who are rich among us, Allah will allow them to stay first. Then those of us who are poor, do you want to include yourself? Are you poor or rich? Eh? Those who are rich will have to wait first. Till those who are poor, because of what they have passed through in this world, Allah will allow them to enjoy paradise. 500 years, I'm not saying 5 years. 500 years, that is Israeli Muslims. 500 years, they will spend it, enjoy themselves first before they not okay, the rich people enter. Now let us look at it. Has anybody, this generation, have you ever heard of anybody that is 100 years? You know some people have been rich, Do they spend more than 100 years before they die? Have you ever seen somebody that spent 100 years is poor before he died? So if somebody is 100 years rich in this world, there, you that is poor, if fortunately for you, you are entering paradise, you are going to enjoy an age. So, let us even equalize the years first before I now even give you the mathematics. Let us say maybe Allah will now say, okay, just spend another 100 years in paradise, go, because he has enjoyed more than you 100 years ago. Is that not okay? But mathematically, it's not even like that. Do you know what it says in the Quran? Allah says, a day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, ka'alfa sanatin mimma ta'udun. In this 500 years, a day is like 1,000 years. Meaning it's not even... That is why when the news came to Abdurrahman ibn Auf that it is because of his money that the announcement of his certificate of paradise, yes, Allah. So those 10 people, Allah is announcing Abu Bakr fil Jannah. In a short while the Prophet said, Kai Umar fil Jannah. Another is Usman fil Jannah. Another is Ali fil Jannah. Another is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas fil Jannah. Another is Talha ibn Ubaidullah fil Jannah. Another is Abu Ubaidah, Amir ibn Jarrah fil Jannah. Another is Sa'id ibn Ayy. I have mentioned almost 5. There are 10. So the Prophet continue mentioning them. Ukasha is not part of them. I know you know the first 4: Abubakar, Umar, Usman, Ali, and the remaining 6. In the remaining 6, I have mentioned Abraham ibn Auf, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Abu Ubaidah, Amir ibn Jarrah. It remained one. It's Sa'id ibn Musayyib. It's an assignment. Abu Ubaidah, Amir, I even quoted the whole name. He's Abu Ubaidah, that is his kunya.
His own name is Amir ibn Jarrah. I said, who is Sa'id? Who is this Sa'id? Do you know this Sa'id? Awwal man rama fil Islam. The first person to shoot the arrow. Yes, Allah. His own story is excellent, but we don't know him. We all know the Eto and the Aguara. Is this Aguara? Those who play for Ghana. Aguara. Go and make the account. It's not a conjectural approach. Look for it and be certain about your answer. Na'am. So, Abdurrahman ibn Awf was the last person. He now inquired, why am I the last person? He said, your money is too much. My money is too much? He now said, he used almost my money. Let it be you. He's submitting 1 million, Allah will increase it 10 billion. It is Qadr. Allah has made it so. You enter paradise, but you will be among the last people. Do you know why the rich man has to stay behind? When they said he serves accountability of the money you have, two things are involved. The two things are involved, number one, you will have to defend every kobo, how you got it. And you have to, how you got it. Then when you finish, Allah will now start again, okay. Defend every kobo, how you spend it. It's enough to make sure you are, it's enough for you to be kept behind. Stay away from. But that, the person that, like now, I don't believe that all the money I have spent in this world is like, is up to 1 billionaire. Is it? Do you think it could be equal to that? But, it's not equal to. Thank you very much. But these big men, some will spend 10 billion naira in 2 days. And that 10 billion naira, you buy estate because he has slept with one prostitute. Dash. You have to explain each and every kobo of that billion. So it is not easy. That is why this Akademin Usubil Islam. Usama ibn Muhammad ibn Laden, Hafizahullah. That's why he decided to pack all the billion and go and suffer under the rock. Call so that he will die as a poor man. Isn't it? Some people will now get that money and want to show us some levels. The problem continues. وَطُلَعْتُ فِي النَّارِ فَرَأَيْتُ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِهَا النِّسَاءَ. Allah made me to see hellfire, and I saw in it that majority of the occupants of hellfire are women. This hadith mutafakun alayhi min riwayati Ibn Abbas. This is it. So, majority of the inhabitants of hellfire are women. In another narration, we are told that they asked the Prophet, why? The Prophet said, yes, you are hot. You don't recognize the good your husband is doing to you. Your husband can keep on doing good to you for whole 1 year. Just because a day he was not able to give you enough of an issue, it is time for Salah day, he was not able to cut beautiful clothes for you. And I said, don't you look at your colleagues, everybody is. Just because of this statement, it's going to make many, many, many Muslim women, they will find themselves in the hellfire. So, we pray to Allah from Allah to save us from that. So, Allah, the Prophet says, we have to be very careful about these two things. Being excessively rich, because you are going to account for each and every unit of the money you've spent. And we should be careful But for women, if you don't want your wife to be in hellfire and in the paradise, then try and make sure that this very behavior, this attitude of theirs that will lead them to hellfire, you should correct it now. And what usually lead to our women not for them to satisfy with what we are doing is what? Allowing her to be mixing up freely with those of other ideologies, with those who are not decent. That's where the idea will come. Maybe in your house, room and parlor, and in your parlor it is only one small rug, and you don't even have the, what you call it, chairs. And she has been living like that. The day you carry your wife, there is one of my cousins, he is in Apple Legislative Quarter. You go into Apple and you discover that there are, look at this chair. She will start telling you. Lord, let me make the best example on this or Jama. If you have a wife and she doesn't stay at home, you don't need to be cutting hijab twice every year. Do you get it? But if you are at home, because naturally they will bring this, tell your husband now to cut for you. They even cut for her. Say, don't worry, when your husband gets money, tell him to pay. Because of your situation. So it is more costly. It is more exorbitant for you to leave your wife at home. Because that is home for you. Just watch. The kind of dress you put on here, and you discover that it's more costly. If you go home, you see that somebody who is in the garage is wearing it. God, they don't care how they spend. God, they don't suffer for it. It is money of, if you know how to shoot guns. Are you getting it? Now, while you are cool now, it's a shop and it's a result. Okay. Inshallah, we'll stop here. I've been instructed to stop. We'll continue from that next paragraph. Please, this very aspect, we should be very, very careful about it. So this is what is leading our women into hellfire. Not rijal al-muhrim. People that are not your muhrim. Those that can marry you. Try and make sure, try as much as possible that you watch out. It's a danger, it's a sign. Do not allow it to happen. It is vice versa. Neither a man should organize such situation or a female. If you are a man and a female is organizing it, try and watch out. And the converse. It goes to an extent that even if you are doing khitba, you want to marry a female. And the female has told you, come and see me. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, if you want to marry anybody, go and see her. Come and see me. There should be no what, because she has not been married yet. So there should be no seclusion. There should be no privacy. Are you getting it? You can discuss private, but not in privacy. Do you get, am I communicating? When we get privacy, that is a place where only both of you could be there, and nobody has any link to that place. So even if you are doing this back to a female, even in our father's house, there should be at least some young boy who will be creating disturbing atmosphere so that you will not even think about anything. وَزِلُوا جَمِيعًا إِلَىٰ الْإِخْبَارَاتِ وَالتَّوْجِيهَاتِ الشَّرِيفَةِ وَالنَّفِيسَةِ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَهُ ابْنُ مَاجَةَ وَغَيْرِهِ وَزِلُوا أَنْ لُكْ All of you جَمِيعًا critical into al-ikhbarat
every form of information. Ikhbarat means al-hadith. All this information, what tawjihat and guidance, al-sharifa, that is of noble stand, and nafisa, and that is virtuous. In the hadith, الذي أرده ابن ماجه that has been reported by ابن ماجه رحمه الله وغيره and others. What is that hadith? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, أحسنوا إلى أصحابي, try to be good to my companion. Try to be good to my companion. ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم, and those who follow the companion, and those who follow the companion. These are the ثلاثة قرون المشهودة لها بالماذا بالخير. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خير الناس قرني, وبرواية خير القرون ضعيف. خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. The best of men, the best of generation is this, my own generation, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there physically, spiritually, everything guiding them. But when he left, it now left for us the time of who? The Sahaba, which is the next generation. Then this Sahaba, they taught some other students who are now opportune to meet the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are those who follow the Sahaba. So these are the three, after these three generations, a lot of fitna came up. Now, the Prophet of Allah said, never you open your mouth and say anything bad against my Sahaba and those who follow them and those who follow them. Sahaba, the Tabi'un, and what? Tabi'ut Tabi'in. Now, we all know about Sahaba. When we talk about those who follow the Sahaba, we are talking about people like Mujahid. We are talking about this one of the best friends of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu wa Allah. We are talking about people like Ikrimah, Qatada. These are the students of Abdullah Ibn Abbas. We should know all this. We are talking about Hassan al-Basri. Among the students of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wa arda. We are talking about Sayyid ibn Musayyib, one of the best students of Abu Huraira. We are talking about Jubayr. So these people, nobody should come out and tongue lash. Are you getting me? You tongue lash them with bad words, with obscene statements. Then there come the time of who? Atba'u Tabi'in. Who among them? The least one. Among the Atba'u Tabi'in. La, Muhammad ibn al-Wahhab is not even close to him. You are talking about number one, the Khalifa then, Umar ibn al-Aziz alayhi rahmatullah. You are talking about who? People like Imam Malik, Imam Abu Hanifa ibn Numan, and all the four Imams, and the immediate scholar that taught this Imam, people like Imam al-Zuhri, people like Imam al-Zuhali, and their like, people like Imam al-Mizri alayhi rahmatullahi jami'an. So the Prophet of Allah is warning us, أَخْتِمُوا إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Because these are the best generation so far. ثُمَّ يَجِيءُ قَوْمٌ يَحْلِبُ أَحَدَهُمْ عَلَى الْيَمِينَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُسْتَحْلَفَ عَلَيْهَا. Then, after this three generation, the next generation that will call God to our time, they are generations that are known with the following quality. One, قوم يحلف عهدهم, they will swear على اليمين, they will swear upon an oath, قبل أن يستحلف عليها before they are even demanded of them.
السلام عليكم وعليكم السلام. Do you come to the mosque yesterday? والله I come. Are you getting it?
صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
السلام عليكم وعليكم السلام. Why are you doing this thing?
والله when I was
who asked you there? The Prophet is giving it that this is one of the derogatory, is the derogatory quality of those who came after this very good generation.
ويشهد على شهادة قبل أن يستشهد.
They will be witness, they will bear witness to issues before they even call for that witness.
Are you getting me?
They are not even asked, but they will say, I was there. They are not even going to begin the right with I was there. In the marriage, they said, I was there. When the marriage took place.
You not even ask them, you are just talking.
Yes.
I was there.
The ulama are saying not only this. If you know you are discussing with somebody and he is accepting what you are saying, there is no need of going to bring somebody, come and bear witness. Because dealing with witness has its own purpose. Because that hadith, the Prophet of Allah is talking about what? لو يوت الناس بدعواهم لدع الرجال أموال قوم ودماءهم. What will it? لكن البينات على المدعي واليمين على من أنكر. Have you been accusing the rest of people what they are claiming that it is there? Some people will arrive, they will raise up and say, hey, the money, the wealth belonging to these people is my own. Just the way some people, the wealth belonging to this nation is their own.
What the Prophet of Allah is saying, it's coming to pass, not only in Nigeria. Don't you know today, all the wealth of Saudi Arabia is divided into three.
How is it being divided into two in Nigeria? In not today. Let them divide it into 200.
Who enjoy?
In Saudi Arabia, when they sell their petrol and all of that, the gold they have, they will share it into three. One is for the royal family, the king and his family. One is for what? Is for the state to develop itself. And the other one is for what? Charity. In which they used to print books, it to reach me and you. They will write free distribution. How could somebody now say the wealth of a whole country, of a whole region, is divided into two and his? Just him, his wife and children. One of it, one part. The next, to run the affairs of the whole country. Health sector, economic sector, whatever, work and housing sector, agricultural sector, transport sector, will now depend on one third. Then the remaining one third for charity. What you are even saying is, let them even divide it in Nigeria into 100. Let the president take 50. At least let there be 0.5 reaching me and you. Who enjoy? But in Nigeria is none. The Prophet has said it. And what they are even saying now, what the Prophet said, what the matter of their blood, that even the blood running in our system is there. It is, the Prophet said, look, Allah, wa inni utitu majami al-kalim, that I have been given eloquence. When I speak, a lot of lessons could be drawn out of it. The Prophet is telling us what the, who is starting with this Bill Gates, Malazan. Bill Gates and who that are complaining that they should starve the population. I have read enough. The article is about 18 pages, if I'm not mistaken. They are set out, they say they must reduce the population of this world. And especially where? Africa. And they produce a lot of things. Is it that? Are they the ones providing what you are eating?
But why should they leave America, South America, and want to control the population of Africa? So claiming our blood meaning was killing us. That is the meaning. So the Prophet continues that hadith. So, lakin, but whenever anybody is claiming anything, I will unite and admit that is. That one who claims, he needs an explanation. He needs to explain to us what, why is he your own? You said this is your own. Why? How? You have to prove. Well, you mean ala man ankar. Anyone who is contradicting what he's saying, you now say, I swear. Isn't it? So the purpose of this hadith is to come and explain this. Swearing, there should be, we should respect swearing. It's not anybody you want to talk, you start by Allah, it's a lie. And very unfortunate, it is the Muslim populated part of this country that plays with this. Can't touch the lafia, wallahi lafia. Assalamu alaikum, wallahi lafia. Assalamu alaikum, wallahi wa alaikum salam. You know, it has become a norm. And the Prophet has prophesied this. Summa yaji uqawmun. Yahlifu ahadilun. Ala al-yameen, qabla an yustahlafa alayha. And Muhammad ibn Abdullah in his Kitab Tawheed, this is one bab in which he strongly brought more hadith to explain this more. Any one of us, you can just Kitab Tawheed, it's very common. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَنَالَ بِبَحْبُوهَةِ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَلْزَمَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Any one of you who wish, anyone among you who wish to be in the most magnificent part of Jannah, Bahbuhat al-Jannah, fi Rizd al-Jannah. How does it mean? You know, if you want to live in Abuja now, you are saying in Asoko al-Mikama and where? What do you call it? Is it true? If you know I'm living in Gwaripa here, isn't it? Where you are going to live, that's the, we told us, that is the street of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the street of Hamza. That is the street of Ja'far. Shahid al-Janahain, isn't it? You want to live there? He said, do you know the quality? He said, فَلْيَلْزَمُ الْجَمَاعَ. Try to be in Jama'a always. Do not fall out. Do not fall out. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ مَعَ الْوَاحِدِ. Because shaitan is always running after what? After what? A single person. Somebody who is alone. Somebody who is in a situation of loneliness. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَبْعَدِ. Shaitan is farthest. Not only father. It's far. Go. Far. Father. Farthest. It's farthest from two people. Maybe. Do you get it? Even the journey we make, the Prophet said, one person traveling is like a shaitan. The hadith is sahih. Two people traveling is praiseworthy. But three people traveling is a jama'ah. Do you get it? So, for less than a jama'ah, you should always be in the company. Do not fall out. Because there is a hadith. The Prophet is saying, I can't quote it verbatim, but he says, a mu'min that mixes with people who have problems, and he is a kind of sobering, he is tolerating. He is persevering. He is impatient with what he is receiving. And he is still trying to reach them. It's better than the one who stays away and is not ready to face challenges and be patient. Everything is. That is why Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, in his book,
زعم المال والجان. In which you used to explain this hadith, Mal Ibani Jai and Ursula to the river to Qadam, the Prophet Allah. If you read it very well, when you come to the hadith, it was the Prophet of Allah saying, Alaykum bil Jama'ah. So, Innama yaqulu dhib min al ghanam al qati'ah. So, Alaykum bil Jama'ah. It's unto you, it's up to you, it's wajib that you should always be in Jama'ah. So, do you know why? When sheep are going like this, a herd of sheep, is moving in clusters. The hyena only devour the one that runs, that stray, the one that stay apart. The hyena will just pounce on it once and devour it. The hyena will fear that Jama'ah coming. Is it understood? That's why scholars are saying the hyena is what is referring to there is what is the shaitan. Shaitan has lesser power, has weaker power to deal with you if you are in Jama'ah. But immediately you are alone, what happens? The shaitan will deal with you. وَلَا يَخْلُوَنَّ رَجُلٌ بِإِمْرَأَةٍ. This Mahal Shahid, this is the area of conversation. And that is why the scholar is bringing this hadith. This very last line we are about to read. وَلَا يَخْلُوَنَّ رَجُلٌ بِإِمْرَأَةٍ. No person, no man, no male should single himself out, should isolate himself with a female. They are secluded in one place, a male and female. وَفَإِنَّ ثَالِثُهُمَا شَيْطَان. But their third party is Shaitan. Their third party is Shaitan. Now, we have had enough of what used to happen in the hospital. Before, it was this useless people who will go and promiscuous about this prostitute. When they declare that they are impregnated by somebody they cannot identify because they are moving from one band to the other, as the time comes, they will not bear the shame, they want to go and abort. You know what the doctors normally do? They say, okay, before I abort it, I also want to participate. That means that it's not possible if the doctor is not secluded with what? With the female in the office. We have had a number of how these pastors will now raise those that are referred to as sisters who will never marry. Because they are secluded. Forget about the religion, but because of the condition that will make this impossible, it's there. We have also heard about men who are hot, misbehaving, or embarrassing female sexually because of what? Seclusion. Either to do your rukya or whatever. Are you hearing me? Do not abuse. That is why even Wahid Absalom Bari says in his book, A Sorin Basar, and he requires. Now before you start the rukya, you know she's a female, let her maharam, even though they are female, let them be around. So sometimes the jinn can even cause that to happen. I think we will not forget about Bartiso. What is the story of Bartiso? Bartiso, who some criminals went to go for jihad, they drop their sister, because I think you know that. When about Bartiso, they drove their sister with this scholar. Bartiso is a scholar, so very learned, and he built his own, what do I call it? He built his own small house where he worshipped. He is there, and he's worshipping his Lord. These three brothers want to go out.
They now said, who are we going to give our sister to? They gave it to Barthesa. The story is long. But we all know what happened later. If you come, say, why not? Looking at her. He's looking at her. He started looking at her. I don't want to come to your room. He started coming to his room. Later, sleep with her. She sleep with her. And what happened later? She became pregnant. Yes, but you saw, your honor is finished in this place. You know what you do? Kill her. Kill her. What am I going to do? Satan came again. You know what to do? Just bury her like that. Go and go to this special place. Bury her. Let anybody know. It has been done like that. Then these three brothers came. Where is your sister? She was sick. I treated her till she died. They said, no. Because the sister is called, they said, no, it's not going to be a lot of joy. I love a joy, and I'm going to be a lot of joy. So they now had a dream later on. This one was dreaming differently, that one was dreaming differently, the other, the third one. So the dream was the same. I dreamt like this, I don't dream like that. What was the dream? That go and open up that grave. This man integrated your sister and she buried her there with the child. So in the morning they now call him out, come out, let's go. They discovered it. They announced it to the public. Look at what Baptista has done. Baptista was tied to the rope. He is about dying. Shaitan came out again. So do you know this? Baptista now recognized that this is the man that has pushed him into all these things. Shaitan said, I am the one that has pushed you into all these things. But I can also use the same type to save you today. But just you want sujood for me. He did the sujood. He said, Allah Akbar, and Shaitan Akbar. When he did the sujood, Shaitan now said, stop, today I finish with you. He died in the state of sujood to Shaitan. The area of concentration is what? Shaitan won't have had his way. Except that what? That seclusion with the female. So we should be very careful. And that is why the Prophet continues to shout on our ears. Matter of the fitness, Abdullah Allah, Rijal Minam Nisa. I have not left behind me a trial that is more dangerous, more devastating than the trial of women. You are playing with women. Shaitan says, Sam me. Sam, do you know Sam? Arrow. Sam me, alladhi idha ramaytu bihi lam ahti'u. Huya nisa. Say, the only arrow that I will shoot and I never miss target is women. So you should be very careful. And Shaitan does not use the sound of women on those who are already promiscuous, or on the pastors, or it is people like me and you who are trying to be decent and diligent. Diligent in the heart, in the practicing of Sunnah. Those are the people Shaitan will. That is why do not start dancing and jubilating that a lady, they like you. They are, they see you, they say, oh, yes, they respect you. One day you fall a victim. Not on Allah Alafia. So that is how it starts. You discover that the whole class, everybody is bearing you. They will be the one that has the heart. Say, Ustaz, good morning. Say, how are you? Tomorrow she will repeat because she has his way. He will be changing tones for you. But one day you can swallow it. And the fitna of women like the Amir was telling us, Abu Khalid, that somebody said, is it a scholar? I don't know. That they use ears, they are writing the all the coming, the plotting of women, and they have compiled, I don't know if you want to hear us, how many volumes of books on their plotting. So that if you read it, you now understand. If they want to plot, you know it. So the woman now sat down and said, okay. When the woman heard about it, that they have plotted. Said, okay. So you have plotted, you have known all our plots. He said, can I see those books that you have compiled all our plots? He said, yes, you can see. So she packed all of them and dropped inside the well. I said, do you also know this one? You have known all our plots. He is forgetting that there is another plot. He has not compiled. Which is what? Lodging the book inside the well. So that you go and start writing another one. If you have a copy of Quran, read. Look at when the plotting against Rasulullah happened. Abu Salama took Alaykum Salaam. So if you have a copy of the Quran, hope is not forgotten about this narration. When the Salama wanted to go and visit her parents, so she took excuse from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet excused her and she left. So while the Prophet was in that room, am I communicating? The Prophet was in the room, and one of the wives of the Prophet came to meet the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam there, in the room of who? Ummu Salama, isn't it? The Prophet was in that room, alaykum salam, and one of the wives of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the Prophet in that room, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of his wives visited him, in that room of Ummu Salama, the Prophet decided to host. So he enjoyed himself with his wife. They are in this enjoyment. They are still there. Ummu Salama returned and discovered that, in my room, look at the fitna of women. In my own room, please, let me open the Quran, so that's our room. But in my own room, so when she says that in my own room, the Prophet, now you know what normally happens. This very one of the Prophet says, that is not her room, go. She dressed up, went to her room. And Salam there says, in my own room. The Prophet said, don't worry. I will not touch her again. But not tell anybody. You don't tell anybody, I will not. You see, this is your own wife. So now let us see what women can lead us to. Your own wife, just in an attempt to please her, you now promise her that you will not touch the other wife who has equal rights. In Islam, we don't have chief wife. This one is the chief because it's the first. No chief wife. They have equal rights. But Prophet says, in order to please this one that is in my own room, okay, don't worry. I will not go to her again. He said, okay, yeah. Thank you. So that's what she wants. I have won. Islam is not to win our chapel. But she has won. Prophet says, but don't tell anybody else. He said, okay. She now went and told who? Told who? Was it Aisha, our husband? She now went and told husband. That is him. Yeah. Prophet has said he will not go to this so and so. Allah now revealed to us. Yeah, even maybe.
لما تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضاة أزواجك. There are three asbab in Egypt to this life, I think you know, and all are of it. That is you are probably going to leak honey. So, a particular situation is happening or repeated, Allah will repeat the revelation on that verse. So this is a study, this asbab in Egypt of Imam Suyuti and others. You get to know what I'm talking about. So, لما تحرم الله أحل الله لك وإن لكن it's haram for yourself وطلع اسمه حلال تبتدي مرضات أزواجك seeking for the pleasure of your wife والله إيه والله غفور رحيم. Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. Allah is always forgiving. So somebody will not come and say the prophet has committed sin, Allah said, I'm not in anything in it. Now, because of this life may take up your time, because I want us to finish this idea because we have a restricted time. Allah said, فَلَمَّا نَبَّعَهَا بِهِ I'll let us start from Mawaiz. وَإِذَا صَرَ النَّبِيُّ لَا بَعْدَ غَوَادِي حَدِيثًا قَوْمْ فَلَمَّا نَبَّعَتُ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Indeed, when the Prophet was making a vote, was having a secret discussion with one of his wives, فَلَمَّا نَبَعَتُ بِهِ But when the wife later go and inform the other wife about it, وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ أَعْرَضَ بَعْدَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْدِ. فَلَمَّا نَبَعَهَا بِهِ So she now went and what? In front of and what? أَعْرَضَ and he refused to what? Tell her that. فَلَمَّا نَبَعَهَا بِهِ Then when the Prophet later told her that I know that you've told that secret between you and me, I know you have made it known. Call us, she said, Man أَبَعَكَ هَذَا Who has informed you this? Who has informed you? Because she told themselves, kill us! How did you get to know? Call her. And the Prophet said, what? Nabba'ani al-alim al-khabir. It's Allah who is all-knowing that has every form of information, even the blinking of an eye, every second, Allah is informed. The way I blink my own, the way you blink your own, everything, even our heartbeat, is registered with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah continues. إِن تَتُوبَا إِلَى اللَّهِ أَهِنْ فَقَدْ فَقَدْ قُلُوبُكُمَا وَإِن تَظَاهَرَا عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بعد ذلك الرهيب. This is what I was looking for. If both of them made tawbah, made repentance, indeed Allah has made your mind to talk to one another so that this one will not have rancor with the other. Are you getting me? Allah is ready to clean all those things in your mind. That's okay. Why this one inform that? Why the God gave you secret and inform? Allah says he will clear that. But why is these two wives, the one that is comparing with the other one against Prophet, if they decide to tawahara alayhi, tawahara bin ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they decide to fight with the Prophet, not physical fight, I think you know, a woman may not fight physically. Allah now inform them, if you are fighting the Prophet, no way, fa inna Allah that he, Allah, who are Mawlahu, I am going to join the Prophet. I'm a party. I will join the Prophet's battalion. One. What is the reason? And Malaika bin Khin will join the Prophet's battalion. What's only with the Mu'mineen? And all the righteous servants, they will join. Kuma, wal Malaika.
And all the angels, بعد ذلك, after all these good Zahir, they will be in the support. They are going to be allied forces, they will join. The Allah says, the main battalion is Allah, the Prophet will stand like this, Allah, Jibreel, and Salih al-Mu'mineen. Then when we are ready to fight, then our allied forces will be what? والملائكة بعد ذلك Zahir. The بعد ذلك Nasir. Are you getting it? After we are sent to fight you, then Malaika will join allied forces to come and conquer you. But you know what the scholars are saying? Is Allah not enough to just say, both of you, if you don't shut up, I will send problem on you. You not okay? Okay. Even just warning. If Allah just said, then then, is it not okay? But you know what the scholars are saying? Allah is telling us how dangerous women are. That you alone cannot fight them. That is the tafsir of our scholars. He said, you alone, you are not enough. Allah is informing the Prophet of the that he alone is not enough to fight two women and bring them down. Until he, Allah, Jibreel, Salih al-Mu'mineen, one party, then, and the Malaika will contribute their own allied forces to fight two women. Man tarot to fitness, abdarru alla alla rijal, min al-nisa. Wa man kana minkum fasiru hasanatahu, wa fasiru sayyatahu, fa huwa mu'min. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ تَسُرُّهُ حَسَنَتَهُ Whoever, are you getting it? Whoever is happy, whoever accomplishes anything good, please, this is what I'm trying to say, this is the end of the day, please, not everything else happens. Whoever, مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ تَسُرُّهُ حَسَنَتَهُ Whoever is approval. You approve all your good deeds. Whenever you come to Salih, you approve it. And Alhamdulillah, I have tried today. Oh Allah, accept it from me. If you wake up in the night to pray, Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, I know I have done something good today. Oh Allah, accept it. If you assisted anybody, Alhamdulillah. Tasurruhu hasanatahu. Are you getting it? You are approving all your good things. Whoever is doing this, and again, وَتَسُؤُهُ حَسَنَةً سَيِّئَتُهُ And he is disapproval of all his shortcomings. Whenever he does anything bad, when he realizes it, he says, oh Allah, I have gone against you, forgive me. I confess. Appeal. But the only lesson the scholar wants us to learn is what? الْحَلْوَى بِالرِّجَالِ الخلوة خلوة النساء بالرجال أو خلوة الرجال بالنساء. For you to seclude yourself with a female, or for a female to seclude herself with a male, because it is there. And the second to the last line, ولا يخلون رجل بامرأة فإن ثالثهما الشيطان. So never you try to hurt. To join yourself with a woman, in what? In the seclusion. It's not for no reason. No reason. Even if you are teaching her. You can discuss with a woman, you alone, in the room, no problem. But remove the curtain, let anybody passing can see you. And here you are, no problem. See, that's the only place you can discuss. Do that is how? It's going to be in a parlor that is entrance. People passing, they are seeing you. But you close the door, only you in a room with a female is a danger. Because the Shaitan says, tell me, a lady is another, is a Romeo to be, lam after. Let Allah to continue to save us. Inshallah, because of today's program.
We continue from there, from the next paragraph, inshallah ta'ala. Please, we should try and learn all the lessons contained in this hadith. Lesson number one is what? Al-Ihsan ila Sahaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Sahaba, Allah number one has given them so many qualities. Allah says, radiallahu anhum, quote in the Quran, Allah says He is already pleased with them. So if He is displeased with what Allah is pleased with, it's either you are going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Allah says, وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ التَّقْوَى وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقُّ بِهَا وَأَهْلِهَا. The people who are more right, who have more right to kalimatul haqq, the kalima la ilaha illallah, the best people to be described with kalima la ilaha illallah and no people except the what? The Sahaba. And this is in the Quran. Then number three, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الرِّجَالٌ سَبَقُوا مَا أَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَدَى نَهْضَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ وَمَا بَدَلُوا till they die. Allah said that none of them change, none of them turn back. So these persons are on the Sahaba. رِجْوَانُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلْتِزَامُهُمْ بِكَلْمَةِ التَّقْوَى. Allah now says, وَكَانُوا أَهَقُّ بِهَا وَأَهْلِهَا. Then number three is what? Allah says, وَمَا بَدَلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And Allah calls themselves in this, calls them in these three verses, mu'min, mu'min, mu'min. Radiallahu anhum ardahum. And the second lesson is, we should stop swearing unnecessarily. Unnecessarily. Until you are forced. Because you have explained, isn't it? Explanation should come first. You explain, people are still not believing, saying, Wallahi sallallahu alayhi. So that when you now swear, let anything happen. If people will believe or not. Because it is a derogatory quality of those who will come after the very good generation. Now, the third lesson we learn is what? The Prophet said, whoever wants to be given, alaykum salam, the best part of Al-Jannah should be what? That Iltizam bil Jama'ah. Isn't it? Always be in Jama'ah. Do not allow yourself to get segregated. The fourth lesson is what? We should never seclude ourselves with a strange woman. What you call strange woman is what? A woman you can marry. That's what it is referred to in English as Imratul A. Al-Ajnabiyya. Any person you know you can marry with Sharia standards, whether it is your cousin sister, avoid yourself, because that book I have read, many of the rape cases is between cousins. Because we have read it tabulated here. Many of the cases in which a mating, a female 5 years is giving birth, this is disabled. Cousins rape themselves and they are giving birth some 10 years. So it is because of this, the prophetic warning we are not heeding to. And finally, what is the final lesson we learned just now? The way you are approving your good, make sure that it's the same way you are disapproving your heart, your bad. Inshallah ta'ala, I stop here and we pray that the little lesson we've learned, we pray to Allah ta'ala to inculcate it in our mind. Allah is the only one that has the power of inculcating all these things. We pray to Allah ta'ala to assist us in what? Inculcating it in our mind, so that we also will contribute in inculcating it in ourselves. Ameen. Inshallah, I'll stop here.